Joanne Vrata, and I'm the Executive Director Emeritus of Hopeful Beginnings. I'm a nurse, teacher, and a counselor by profession. We are an Illinois-licensed child welfare agency, as well as a social service agency, offering free counseling to women with issues surrounding pregnancy and parenting, including adoption. Our services are targeted towards women's issues, such as prenatal and postpartum anxiety, as well as depression, grief over a lost pregnancy, and transitioning to motherhood. We are available to serve throughout Chicagoland, the outlying suburbs, and all through Illinois. We offer counseling services both in person or via telehealth and are flexible to each individual client's situation. Our counseling services are free of charge. Now I'll tell you, Hopeful Beginnings has experienced a huge increase in demand for counseling services in the last 6 months. I'm sure many of you have seen on TV that mental health services are necessary and they're skyrocketing. Please consider donating at hopefulbeginning.org or call 847-870-8181. We really need your help to make sure that all women receive the help that they so desperately need. Now, those of you who follow our show, use our website, freecounselingnow.com, or are on social media, know that we are dedicated to women and help empower them to make tough decisions and bring them into the light from the darkness of depression. Real people, real issues. Now that's Hopeful Beginnings. If you need help or wish to have your own teen parenting program instituted at your school or community center, please reach out to our phone, 847-870-8181. So today, in fact, this show is going to be addressing Hopeful Beginnings Teen Parenting Program. Now, I haven't spoken that much about the program, so today you're going to find out details, and if you like it, call for it. We would love to work with you and help your teens. So you get a chance to discern if this program is for you and your school, community, or church. First of all, it's important for you to speak with the teachers, social workers, and nurses at your school to take a look at the numbers of students that are pregnant or have children at home. It's a challenging event for students to have babies while they're working at finishing high school or even starting high school. It's certainly not an impossible task. I have found that having a teen parenting program involves having supportive teachers, nurses, social workers, psychologists, working with Hopeful Beginnings to help assess the students that will be in the program. Are parents involved? Are there adequate support systems in place in the family, friends, church, or school? If superintendents have a program or realize that this is a special population of students that need specialized care, mentoring, and programming, then these things are really easy to put into place. By programming, I mean a good balance of education and counseling during the day in conjunction with this program. Hopeful Beginnings can start a program that is after school or is during the day. Both can be very successful at getting the students' attention. Also, by grouping expecting and parenting moms together, emphasizes to students that they are a group that will not only do well in school, but will imprint the things about being a great mom to the next generation. Many school districts embrace the concept of cradle to college, which includes before a baby is born, as in the pregnancy, after the baby is born, which is postpartum, and raising the baby with love, affection, and limits while finishing the high school curriculum. Now, there are dual goals here. One is to graduate from high school and think about the bridge that is waiting for their career, such as college, trade school, or school for cosmetology. Most two-year colleges offer a wide variety of careers that single moms can accomplish without having to change their dreams. In fact, many of my students met their career goals by becoming a nurse, teacher, marine biologist, yes, for real, hospital worker, a special ed teacher, and information technology specialist. That's because each student was assessed before joining our program and spent at least an hour and a half answering questions that gave us a good view of their career goals, dreams, what the stigmas were, support systems, and other various feelings that the people who raised them are indicating. In fact, we thoroughly go through the options that faced a teen going through a pregnancy, number one. Most teens, when they step into our arena, know that they want to parent their children. Saying it and going through it are two very different things. We want to make certain that students do understand the concept of open adoption. Most girls believe that adoption is the same as foster care. Foster care and private adoption are so very different. With private and open adoption, your child gets to meet you and form a relationship with you forever. He or she knows the very reason that you placed him with a dedicated mom and dad to raise him. Now, just like all of our other programming, our entire program is based on relationships. I'm going to tell you a true story. I knew one advanced placement student, now there are many in our program, who happened to be outstanding and an outstanding student in person. She had a dream of becoming a teacher and got pregnant. While she was standing in the counseling area at her school, she heard one of the counselors say to another, "Oh, Maria is so smart. And she had such high aspirations, but now that she's pregnant, she's never going to reach her potential." You know, honestly, I was her teacher then, and she shared that comment and others that teachers were talking about her and judging her. She was downright angry, as I was as well. She received much mentoring and counseling in our program and realized that she could do anything that she wanted with hard work. She joined our program and learned much about caring for a baby as well as getting into college. She learned how to talk with her mom and help her understand that just because she was pregnant, she would not be quitting school and be a full-time mom. Now please, there is absolutely no shame at being a full-time mom. But Maria knew better that she needed to help support her baby. Her parents allowed her to live at home and provided the necessary help and support that they were able to, and Maria did the rest. She graduated with honors and applied to the two-year program in our area, and there was a program for her culture that offered her a similar mentorship that she could join. She successfully graduated and earned her associate's degree and decided she'd be a teacher and got into DePaul University with a full scholarship. There she excelled and graduated in her last 2 years. Now, this is great. She applied for all different jobs and met with me to talk about them. She was offered a position at her very own high school, which was close to home, but would face a great deal of stigma. This was a difficult decision for her, but she thought long and hard about it and decided to take it. She married the father of the baby, and they bought a beautiful home, and she had her dream job. Plus, she wanted to make an impact on the next generation of teen moms, and she decided to help me in the teen parenting program. Maria was a dedicated role model and would frequently bring her son into class while she was teaching with me. The students could see the type of mom she was and wanted to speak with her one-on-one so they could learn what she did. Again, she faced many obstacles at school, in her community, and at home, but she forged ahead. She is a prime example of not quitting and not listening to the people around her who were gossiping. Maria took the education that was provided for her and then gave back to change the world. So that is my story about a wonderful teen mom. So we're going to go to break. This is Joanne Brada from Hopeful Beginnings. And please stay on because there's so much more to talk about. Okay, see you soon. Joanne Brada returning from the break. I'm from Hopeful Beginnings, and we were talking about a dynamite student who became a teen mom, advanced placement, and she wound up graduating high school on time, the two-year associate degree, and got her bachelor's degree. Today she has her master's degree and is still at the same school changing lives. So now, Hopeful Beginnings is working with a wonderful multi-high school program where they give high school credit for attending the teen parenting program. They have a social worker who coordinates the program, and she has several social worker interns that are learning the new social work way. Our master's students have soared into their profession because of this two-semester program. They learn hands-on teaching, one-on-one counseling, as well as group counseling experiences. The students love them and admire them, as well as their mentoring. The kids believe that they can do it and have much to offer the world. Our students progress to the next grade on time, as well as graduate on time. Now, if listening to this and it inspires you, and you wish to have a one-on-one consultation with the executive director of Hopeful Beginnings to explore what we can do for your school and your students, I urge you to call her at 847-870-8181. She can explain in detail how we work with schools and other community agencies and churches, and meet with students individually and meet their specific goals. Now, some parents, and I really want you to hear this, don't understand what we do and think that it's a program that promotes teen pregnancy. On the contrary, it's a program that embraces the student's decision to parent their child and gives them a complete education and counseling regardless of what you have to do to be a great mom and succeed at your career. Hopeful Beginnings also provides ongoing counseling after the student graduates from high school. She can receive counseling services either face-to-face or virtual counseling. Some students have chosen to continue their counseling until their academic program is completed. So when college is over, we also provide case management and resources that can help you in the area in which you live. If you would like to pick up items once a month from our baby closet, which is located in Palatine, we would be happy to provide items that you will need. We have diapers, some formula, although we will help you through finding your closest WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children offices, in order to sign up for their program. They offer free formula for the month and some WIC coupons, such as juice, peanut butter, and other staples that are healthy for children. We know about food pantries and places that you may sign up for food vouchers, as well as free medical care that's offered in Illinois. The beauty of having a program in your school is that it's confidential and free to you as a student. It's an opportunity for you to grow, change, and transition into healthy adulthood. So we feel that if you're presented with options day one and continue with options throughout the program, you are more likely to embrace the program of great parenting and being a dedicated student. Options bring you freedom, and you are not trapped into anything. Believe me, parenting is one of the most difficult things to do, but of course the most rewarding. There are many people that Hopeful Beginnings has you connect with, so you too can be relationship-focused in order to get where you wish to go. There is a coordinator of your program who's a social worker, the social worker interns, your social worker at school, your nurse at school, your own case manager for your educational progress, and many, many more people that will meet with you, answer your questions, and provide ideas for you to think about. You, the student, are given respect as a mom and are an important part of our Hopeful Beginnings community. There are not many organized teen parenting programs, and ours has been around for over 60 years. The district that we work with has a history of working with teen moms for about that time. They provide the gap that's present in schools and know about many of your options. Your counselor at school sees between 200 and 400 students to be responsible for, whereas your teen parenting coordinator at Hopeful Beginnings has approximately 30 students to follow. That's why they can be there to discover new programs, new daycares that are appropriate for you and your baby, and many, many other things. There are four-year colleges that will provide housing for you and your baby to live in. There are many, many opportunities to seek while you go to school. Education provides the freedom for you to get a position in which you love. Someone said, if you love what you do, you will never have to work a day in your life. And I can honestly say that I've loved every position that I've held. It's a joy for me to help others. That is what I hope for you if you are involved with our Hopeful Beginnings teen parenting program. Now, our program is between 1 and 1.5 hours per day. Imagine that. That time is totally devoted to you, also known as self-care. To me, this program is like a spa for your mind. You get a chance to stop time and think about you and your baby's priorities for a wonderful life. You are provided with one-on-one care, time to dream, and to understand that it's important to make time for things that are important. Life with a child, as many of you know, is pure balance. Those that are single parents from day one or from divorce, Hopeful Beginnings provides the necessary tools to get through life. It's difficult enough to be a mom, let alone a single mom. Most of the girls are dealing with being a single mom. We do give you hope, even though some people think that you're depressed and not able to go forward. We give you a hand up into your world of raising one of the most beautiful things that God has made. That's a child. During this precious time, you are becoming a woman, maybe getting into your late teenage years, a mom, and maybe you have a boyfriend and a student. You have many, many roles to juggle and to become. And we help you become and go through all the changes that you will be facing. Your classmates will be going through the same things. You can talk with each other and in group. You can share your experiences, and mostly you can listen to one another. There's learning through all of this process. You are going through your academics as well as the school of life. Many, many decisions will be made during this time. Do I share custody? My boyfriend said that he's taking my baby away. Is this true? My boyfriend is hitting me if he doesn't like what I'm saying. He's hitting me in front of my baby. Is this bad for my baby? Luckily, Hopeful Beginnings has many, many partnerships to assist you with all of these things. We use WINGS to help you with the domestic violence issue, whether it be your boyfriend, your father, or another family member. We are mandated reporters and must report if someone is hurting you. Now, for you, that may seem scary at first, but it eventually will help your family get the help they need and deserve. Oftentimes, there's difficulty in becoming a member of your culture and the culture of the USA. We embrace your culture and your diversity, but we cannot watch you or your baby get hurt. There's a fine line, and we aim to do our best. A teen parenting program should have a diversity of things and people that you use for resources. There are books for you to reference, explaining and showing you about labor and delivery, showing you a delivery room at the hospital, having you speak with a lactation consultant, what a regular nursery and the neonatal intensive care unit looks like, and meeting the nurses are all an important part of delivering your baby. At most hospitals, either the father of the baby, your mom, your sister, or your best friend can be your support person. We encourage you to call the hospital that you are delivering at for a tour of their facilities. It's most helpful to allay your fears. If you were told to prepare for a C-section, please approach one of your coordinators from Hopeful Beginnings to explain that process as well as an epidural. There are so many things that you will learn. So I hope the people that are listening to this program today, really it sparks interest. And please call Hopeful Beginnings and see what you can do to change lives in your own school district. So I say goodbye to you. I'll see you next week. This is Joanne Brada from Hopeful Beginnings. Have a good one. Bye-bye.